Lord God, I just lift you up, and my heart is fixed on you. We come and just want to hear from you and learn of you. I pray that your Holy Spirit will be over this video, or podcast rather, and people would just experience your presence and be drawn to go get more of your presence. So, Lord, we worship you, and you deserve our allegiance and loyalty forever for what you've done for us. We praise you in your name. Amen. Hello, welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan, and you can subscribe to these audio booths or podcasts, whichever one you want to call them, by just going to the iTunes search query and putting Michael Ryan's booths, B-O-O-S. So Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, apostrophe S, Booz, B-O-O-S. You can do that in any iDevice, your iPad, your iPhone, whatever it is you have. Just go to iTunes and put that in the search query, and you'll be able to subscribe. So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about this message. I really am. I believe this is going to encourage and strengthen your devotion to Jesus. And that's the devotion to Jesus Christ. That is where it's at. You know, Paul says in 2 Corinthians that he was talking about the Corinthians, his church, and he said, "Look, I fear as a serpent deceive Eve, that that you would be deceived from the simplicity and purity and devotion to Christ." Devotion to Christ is our life. That's how we live. That's how we make it through. It's not Christ the hobby. It's not the Christ when I get a chance. I mean, you can do that, and you know, if you've accepted the gospel, you're saved. But there's a whole abundant life that you're missing out on. There's just access to so much, so many riches. Colossians says it's the unfathomable riches of Christ. All the treasures in Him will be missed if we don't stay in devotion to Him. So I believe that this should really help your devotion. I'm praying it will. You know, that's what we need to bring us that peace, that fruit that we're looking for, right? So in Luke 11, Jesus teaches his disciples what to say to God when they pray. And ironically, he's doing exactly what his Spirit does in us, according to Romans 8:26. And this is great for us because it actually coincides with Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 26, where it says that the Spirit teaches us to pray how we ought to. And you see that in Luke 11, Jesus is doing that for his disciples before that was written. So that's pretty cool. Now, I don't believe that Jesus is, I don't believe that he just stopped right there after he gave them what we now call the Lord's Prayer. I don't think he just stopped right there. And that was his lesson on prayer. I think he goes on and reveals more about prayer. That's what I'm excited to show you guys today. I think he went and wanted to explain not only the attitude behind prayer, but I also believe he went further to reveal the prayer that's always answered by God. So let's jump in. Luke 11. Verses 1 to 13. It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples." Now take note, Jesus' habit of prayer. I actually did a podcast on this called Take Some Time. But you know, Mark 1:35, Luke 6:12, Luke 5:16, Matthew 14:23, Mark 6:46, the list goes on. Jesus had an active prayer life. And I encourage you to do the same. Really, prayer isn't just a nice gesture we give to somebody. It's our way of life. And I was just talking to somebody about this, and prayer now can become one of those things where, you know, you say to somebody, "Oh, I'll pray for you." It's like, okay, you know, just, it's almost like saying, "Hey, I'll think about you," or "Hey, you know, okay, well, all right, hope you, you know, good luck." It's like, has no power. And that's not at all what prayer is about when Jesus is a part of it. It's our life. You know, prayer is how we stay in tune and connected to Jesus, how we stay rooted in Jesus. The presence of God comes out through prayer. We really begin to touch and experience God Himself through our prayer, through our praise, through our worship and devotion to Him. It's such an intimate and powerful time. You are in the power of God when you are praying to Him. It's such an awesome experience. And it's changed my spiritual life. It's changed my spiritual life. The prayer life of a believer is their breath. It is the life of their walk. If your prayer life is kind of dull, I'm guaranteeing that you probably don't feel like you're getting in on the abundant life. You probably don't feel like you're as close to God as you want to be. And I challenge you with that right now. Where is your prayer life? How often are you communicating with God? And I'm not just, it's good if you say, thank you, God. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Those are good things. But I'm talking about relying on Him, leaning on Him, worshiping Him. You know, Lord, let me see you. Open my eyes to see you right now. Lord, I want your presence. Prayers like that, prayers of praise, prayers of gratitude for who He is, for His goodness. That will strengthen your devotion. I encourage you to try it. Please, enter into His presence. You know, we are strengthened by the power of God in heaven. In Proverbs 14:14, it says, "The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above." So incorporate this into your day as you're able. Verse 2, and he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation." Beginning your prayers with worship is simply transforming. To start out your prayers with just magnifying God, blessing the name of Jesus, that is such a powerful way, in my opinion, to start your prayer. And that's what Jesus is doing here. And I'm not going to try to create a formula for you. I just don't believe that that's the spirit of our Lord, to create formulas to get to God. But I will say that, you know, when you praise the Lord, I believe that's how you get into the gates. When you start to praise Him, I believe that praising God is so vital to devotion to Jesus. It says in Psalm 100, verse 4, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name." You know, praise just really takes your eyes and puts it where it ought to be. You know, because your situations, a situation you're going through doesn't stop God from being holy. It doesn't stop Him from being worthy, from being kind, from being loving, from being good. And when you praise Him, what you're doing is you're putting your own problems aside and you're looking onto God. I mean, it's like one of the most perfect ways of fixing your eyes on Jesus is by praising Him. Because by praising Jesus, you're putting your own issues down. You're not focusing on your own issues and sufferings. And I think if you were just to incorporate praising Jesus into your prayer life, I think you really would experience His presence in an awesome way. You probably won't even be as interested in your prayer requests after you worship Him and praise Him, because He just fills you up. Oh, praise the Lord. He fills you up when you lift up His name and you start just meditating on His goodness and how good He is to you. After a while, you're like, hey, wait a minute. What was I here? What was I trying to ask you now? And Jesus gives further insight in this short prayer. He gives us some good stuff to incorporate into our communication with God. You know, asking Him for our daily bread, our daily sustenance, which really is Him. And asking him to give us a heart of forgiveness, recognizing that he forgives us. I mentioned this in another podcast about forgiving others as God forgives us, and that's just our reasonable service, I believe, that we've been given such a great debt that we forgive other people as well. But I want to get to the heart of the message, really, is the prayer that's always answered. Let's go to verse 5. Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend. Again, he's going on to explain prayer, to answer the question of teaching people how to pray. Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And from inside he answers and says, do not bother me. The door has already been shut. My children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Key word, friends, persistence. Amen. You know, and I know what it's like to have a little girl. I have a seven month old, and you know, when she's sleeping, you don't want to disturb her. You know, like, I don't, the last thing I want to do is have her wake up. And you know, I can appreciate the guy saying, "Hey, listen, I want to help you, but I'm sorry, I can't get up." And as wicked as we are, you know, we'll still get up after being persistent. And God's saying, look, your father's not wicked. You know, just keep seeking, keep asking, keep knocking. He will give you what you need. This man got up and gave this guy as much as he needed, it said. Well, God wants to do that for you. But what is this that God wants to give us so much of? That's what I'm going to get to. Let's keep hearing Jesus out. Now, suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he's asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more, pay close attention, will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That's it, the Holy Spirit. This is the gift that God wants to give without measure to those who ask, to those who seek, to those who knock. You're sooner to give your little child a snake than God is to deny the Spirit of Christ to you if you ask him. If you ask God right now for his Spirit, he will give it to you without measure. And let me be clear. I'm not talking about only being saved. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, if you believe in the gospel that he rose again from the dead, if you ask God right now to fill you with his Holy Spirit, to be sealed with it so that you're going to heaven and that you live your life straight devotion to Jesus Christ, filled by his power, and you will be guided and led by his power, he will do it for you right now. He will do it. Ask without doubting. That's what it says in James. But if you, excuse me, if you are a believer already, you need to be filled to the brim all day long, every day, with the Spirit of Jesus. And let me tell you, there's no better gift, friends. No better gift. Nothing you can ask of God could be better than being filled with his presence. Psalm 16:11 says, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Fullness of joy comes from the presence of God. the presence of God in the midst of your troubles and the midst of your life, when you want to bear fruit, when you want to be able to be effective, there you can't get any better than that. I challenge anyone to tell me what could compare to the presence of Jesus Christ, to the presence of the eternal God filling a human being up. And I can't even begin to understand it. That's what God desires to give you. And you know, we ask Him for so many things. And I'm not discouraging us asking Him for things. I'm not. Because in James, it encourages us to pray and to ask and to pray for other people. But I just want to let you know that the gift of all gifts is ready for you. The same way a child can ask you for an egg and you'll give it to them, God will give you His best. God will give you His best. There's no playing games with that prayer. There's no waiting on that prayer. He'll just give it to you. You know, there's no like, oh, I've been waiting for years or I've been waiting for months. The Lord will give you His Spirit if you ask Him. If you ask Him. And why is the Spirit so good? Why is being filled up with the presence of God so good? Because it bears fruit. It will bear fruit in you. You know, a lot of believers just fall away from the faith because they try to bear their own fruit. You don't change you. The Lord changes you. How does He do it? By His Spirit. It's by His Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, we get a glimpse of the fruit of the Spirit. In verses 22 and 23, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of these are yours. Yours. They're fruits that come from the Spirit. And that's the very thing that God wants to fill you up with. That's the very thing that He wants to fill you up with. Who doesn't need more love? Who doesn't need to have that gift of loving? Who doesn't need to have more joy? Who doesn't need to have peace, patience, kindness, goodness? I mean, I could go on and on about that. You know, I mean, He will answer that prayer for you. He will answer that prayer for you. If you're feeling weak, pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit. If you're feeling like you're not bearing any fruit at all, pray for Him to fill you with His presence. Fill you up with the Spirit of Jesus. And He'll do it. And then you'll know, you know when you know you're starting to get filled up? When you start to bear this fruit. Sometimes you'll be more keen to the fact that you feel a sense of peace. Maybe sometimes you'll feel a sense of joy more. Maybe sometimes you'll feel more of a sense of self-control. But He will fill you, and you will have fruit. You will have fruit. So, you know, I just encourage you, please try me in this. Go search the scriptures. Go read it. And just see for yourself that God desires to give you the Spirit without measure. And this is serious. I mean, this is a serious thing. Jesus, our Lord, King of the universe, is telling us that God desires to give us a good gift, the good gift of His presence. And I really hope that you would ask Him for that right now, today. Pause the podcast, end the podcast, doesn't matter. As long as you just go speak to the Lord and get filled up with His presence, then I know that the Lord has done His job through me. You know, I mean, that's where it's at. The presence of the Lord filling you up. And He'll do it. He will do it. And I want you to experience the riches and the joys of Christ. Amen. So, Lord, I just ask that. Lord, I pray that anyone listening would just be completely covered in Your presence. They'd be washed with Your goodness. And they'd bear fruit. They bear fruit, God, right now. And then they'd be addicted to asking You and being filled with your presence. They'd be addicted to wanting to see the fruit of you in their life. Lord, I pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.